During our Seres Yemei Tshuva, we add a number of things to the Shemayna Esrei. Zecherinu L'chaim, Michamaycha, Farachamon, Uchsoyim L'chaim, Tehebim, Sevachayim, Baruch Shalim. Those four items do not come from the Gemara. They're mentioned by the Rishonim that the Goyim added them in. And so there's a consensus among the Rishonim that they're only to be said L'chadchila, but B'dyevan they're not Ma'akiv. If somebody forgets one of them, you don't have to repeat Shemayna Esrei for that. What about Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh? So there, I think everybody knows that if by mistake you say HaMelech HaKadosh, if by mistake you say Hakel HaKadosh, then you do have to repeat Shemayna Esrei. Now, what about HaMelech HaKadosh? If a person, I'm sorry, what about HaMelech HaMishpat? Are you supposed to say HaMelech HaMishpat instead of HaMelech Ahiv Tzedakah HaMishpat? So what's the halacha if you made a mistake about that? So that shaila is actually one of the most unusual shailas in halacha. Because if you take a look in all of the Gedalia HaPoiskim, the answer is pretty straightforward, but the straightforward answer that you'll find in all the Gedalia HaPoiskim is the opposite of the halacha that everybody's familiar with, halacha l'maisa. Mm-hmm. If you look in the Gemara, it's a little bit unclear whether it's saying that it is ma'akib or it's not ma'akib, but what is clear in the Gemara, and this is inescapable, that whatever you say for HaMelech HaKadosh is also true for HaMelech HaMishpat. The two are the same. Either they're both Ma'akev or they're both not Ma'akev. The Gemara says, Ma'havi Allah. The Gemara said, brings down that Rabbah says that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. The Gemara says, Hilchas HaKavasei DeRabbah. And most of Shoyinim interpret that to mean that Allah is like Rabbah, that it's Ma'akev even B'diyavid. Tosfos says that if you say it wrong, you have to repeat Shemayna Esrei, both for HaMelech HaKadosh and for HaMelech HaMishpat. The Rambam paskins that way, that they're both ma'akev. The Ravid is ma'ira, and that Rambam, that he says, it's not muchach to read the Gemara that way. You could read that when the Gemara says, my havi Allah, I'm a rabbi, you say, I'm al HaKadosh, I'm al HaMishpat, and the Gemara says, the Hilchot HaKavaseh de Rabbah, that might just mean, in L'chadchila. The Gemara was saying, my havi Allah, whether L'chadchila is supposed to or not supposed to. So the Ravid says, I don't think they're ma'akev b'di'avid. Okay, that's a legitimate position, but that, according to that Ravid, HaMelech HaKadosh is also not Ma'akev, meaning on the third bracha, that you say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, the Ravid holds that's also not Ma'akev. But the Ravid and the Rambam both agree that what's true for HaMelech HaKadosh is true for HaMelech HaMishpat. Either they both are Ma'akev or they're both not Ma'akev. The Ravid holds they're not Ma'akev. The Rambam interpreted the Gemara that when it said Ma'havi Allah, it meant whether it's Ma'akev V'diyeved, and it said Hilchot HaKavaseh DeRabbah, that it is Ma'akev V'diyeved. So the Rambam paskins that they're ma'akev. So does the Rif. So does the Rosh. Lalei HaTosfos. All the Gedalia Rishonim paskin that HaMelech HaMishpat is ma'akev v'diyeved. Usually, if you have a shayla and the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh are all on the same side, so there's really no traction to get a discussion started. That the Beis Yosef says that there's a famous piece in the Hakadamah to the Beis Yosef. He said that, he's writing the Sefer, he's going to try to, in this Sefer, collect all the opinions of the Mepharshim on the Gemara and the Poskim. And then, he says, the big challenge is to decide how to paskin after I've collected all of the data, but how do we come to a bottom line? And he famously says that the plan A, doesn't work for every halacha, but the plan A is to take a majority of the Shleisha Amudei HaHayra. He says there are three paiskim from the Tekufas HaRishayim that are considered the Amudei HaHayra, the pillars of HaHayra, of Psak, that Kol Beis Yisrael relies upon, and they're the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And when two out of those three are on the same side, we pass on like those two. Over here you have all three out of the three are on the same side, that HaMelech HaMishpat is Ma'akev. And yet, for some reason, the halacha that we're familiar with, that we were taught, halacha l'maisa, is HaMelech HaMishpat is not Ma'akev. So what happened here? How did this come about? So the truth is that there's this whole thing that we do in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that instead of saying Melech Ahiv Tzedakah HaMishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. It's a little bit hard to know what's the pshat in that? What's the whole idea behind it? The other bracha, where we switch from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, That makes sense. Malchus, right? It's this time of year we're emphasizing Hashem's Malchus. Hakela Kadesh is a nice theme, but that's not what we're trying to emphasize. Now we're trying to emphasize that he's the Melech, he's Yeshev HaKisei HaMishpat. So we say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of Hakela Kadesh, that we understand. But when it comes to the Bracha of Hashiva Shevteinu, which ends Melech Ayev Tzedakah Mishpat, and instead of that we say HaMelech HaMishpat, we're not making more Malchus, Dick. It's the Melech is there anyway. We always refer to him as a Melech. Melech Ayev Tzedakah Mishpat. It's not a Melech replacing a Kael. It's just we're deleting the words Ayev Tzedakah. What do we have against the words Ayev Tzedakah during this time of year?
Which we need more.
Yeah, right. If anything, we can use a lot more Ayev Tzedakah at this time of year. So the Torah brings down, it's a very interesting piece in the Torah, it's Simkuf Yud Ches. Simkuf Yud Ches is not Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's Hilchas Tefillah. It's a siman about this bracha, the bracha of Hashiva Shifteinu. And it says that all year long we end Melech Yitzhak HaMishpat, and now we end Melech HaMelech HaMishpat, and Aser Yitzhak Teshuvah. And then the Torah brings down from his brother of Yechiel. The Torah was the son of the Rosh, and he was one of eight sons of the Rosh. And there were at least two others that were also very, very chashuv Talmidei Chachamim. So Rabbeinu Yechiel is quoted in a number of places in the Torah Sefer. And over here, he quotes that his brother, Rabbi Yechiel...
Is that Rabbi Yechiel from Paris?
No. Rabbi Yechiel, you know, the Rosh himself was Asher ben Yechiel. So he named one of his sons for his father, probably after his father died, but I don't know for sure. There's a different halakha about that. He named him after his father.
He was an Ashkenazi, right?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, I mean, he was an Ashkenazi who then came to Spain. I think when Rabbi Yechiel was born, he was probably still in Ashkenaz. You know, it's interesting. His father was not Rabbi Yechiel from Paris, but I'm told that there's a widespread misconception that it was, because in the Art Scroll Kinois, now Art Scroll is great there. I'm saying they're usually very thorough, and in particular in their history, they have very good people on top of their history. But, you know, there's a kina. Where does it come up in the kinais? Maybe by the Marami Rutenberg's Shali Srufu Be'esh. Yeah, probably, because it talks over there, right? The Marami Rutenberg wrote a kina. We talked about this actually not long ago, after the Srefa Talmud in Paris. So he wrote a kina for that Srefa. Now, that Srefa followed the disputation that the Megadev, what was his name? I forgot his name. The
disputation.
The person.
Yeah. The priest, the Jews, which would.
Not in the Ramban's disputation.
The Maranos?
No.
The one that caused the burning of the
Talmud, right?
Yeah,
right.
He went to the Pope and he said,
"Yeah, the Mashumad."
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. His name has just escaped me. But anyway, Yimashuma. Yeah, that's his last name, Yimashuma. No, that was from the Ramban's disputation. Yeah.
Who was that?
Havel Christiani.
Donato.
It'll come to us later. Okay.
Donin.
Yes, Donin. Nicholas Donin. Donin. That's right, Nicholas Donin. Very good. Okay, we got it.
I was about to Google it, but we have Google right here.
Nicholas Donin.
Oh.
So they say in that.
Did that stick with you because it starts with Donin? So over there in the Art Scroll Kina, so it's talking how Nicholas Donin was in this disputation with Yechiel from Paris, and I was told that in there it says that he was the father of the Rosh. But it's if it says that it's a mistake. He wasn't, but he, you know, he but the Rosh's father's name was Yechiel. Anyway, he had a son named Yechiel. This Rabbi Yechiel, the son of the Rosh, is quoted by his brother, the Baal HaTurim, as having asked the question, which, you know, I think it's a a question that probably many of us wonder about, what's the whole idea of this change? Why are we switching from Melech HaYivstako Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat? What are we gaining by, you know, we're not gaining anything, we're just taking away, but you have Malchus in the regular Nusach.
Isn't that the reason why we don't have to repeat the Shema Esrei? Because the word Malach is in there? That's what I always thought.
Okay, but we need to reconcile that with the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that we do have to repeat Shema Esrei. I mean, the Gemara, the Rishonim at least, the Tosfos, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, they all say that we do have to repeat Shema Esrei. Rabbi Chil wasn't addressing the Din, that's Ma'akeh B'Dieved, but just that which we changed the Nusach. He asked, well, what's the idea about changing the Nusach? Then he says, you know, I was doing some research, and I found that in Provencia, which was the region between Sfarad and Ashkenaz, and they had some of their own distinct minhagim. And he said, I dug up that in their sedurim, the nusach all year long is not melech ahev stakom mishpat, but kel ahev stakom mishpat. They have the word kel there. Now, if you have the word kel there, and then in Aser Simei you change it to melech, so then it mirrors exactly what we do with the third bracha, HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. And he says, and then I understand why Chazal told us to change the Nusach for Aser Simei Tshuva. But otherwise, I really don't understand why we should change the Nusach. Then he says, V'loi Mala'ani Libi, but, you know, I don't have the guts to go and say, all right, we should all adopt the Nusach of the Provencian Sedurim, because those Siddur must be more correct, meaning during the rest of the year, because in light of what Chazal did for Saras Meitshuva, it makes that Nusach sound more correct for the rest of the year, but Loim La'ani Libi to go and change the Nusach. So I really, I'm left without a good answer to my question. And then he ends off, and I discussed my concerns with my father, his father being the Rosh. I discussed with the concerns with my father, and he agreed with me. That's how he ends off the piece, which is very cryptic. He agreed with me. He agreed with you that, wow.
Right.
He didn't really decide anything. He said, I had this thought, you know, did me. He agreed with me that we like the Nusach of the Provencian, but he himself said that I don't have the guts to change it. Did it mean he agreed with you not to change it? I mean, he agreed with you that the Kasha is a good Kasha? It's unclear what he was agreeing about. As far as the Etzem Kasha that Rabbi Yechiel had, that why are we changing from HaMelech HaYivstako Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat? You have the word Melech in there regardless. So there's a very nice vart, very, very nice pshat, which the Beis Yosef brings down. This, until now we were in some Kuf Yud Ches, but now we're going to Tav Kuf Pei Beis, which is the siman where it talks about the changes that we make for the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. And over there, the Beis Yosef revisits this question. And he brings down from Rabbeinu Manoyach. He's one of the Rishonim who wrote a commentary on the Rambam. And he said like this. The Nusach that we say all year long, Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. This expression, Tzedakah U'Mishpat, where does it come, in particular, Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, where does it come from? So Tzedakah U'Mishpat, you find in a pasuk in Bereishis. The pasuk is, Ki Yedativ L'mana She'Yitzava Ezbanav Ezbeisei Achav. It's talking about Avram Avinu. Hashem says about Avram Avinu, Ki Yedativ L'mana she'yitzav ezbanav ezbeisei achra v'shamru derech Hashem lasais tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem says, yedativ about Avram Avinu, that he commands his children to go to guard the way of Hashem, lasais tzedakah u'mishpat. So there you have tzedakah u'mishpat. And you have even a little more also, because the word at the beginning of the pasuk is yedativ, and it's a tricky word. All the Mefarshim HaChumash have different ways to translate that word. Usually Yedi is the Lashon of knowing. But over here, Rashi says that Yedatav is really a Lashon of Chiba. Like, Adam Yada Aschav Eishtai. It's a Lashon of Chiba. And it means, I love Avram Avinu. Why do I love him? L'mana she'yitzav ezban v'zbezi achra v'shamu derech Hashem l'asei tzedakah u'mishpat. So here you have an expression of Ahava connected with tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem loves Avram Avinu because he teaches his children to do tzedakah u'mishpat. So Rabbeinu Manoyach said, that's clearly, he said to him, it's clear that that's the basis of the nusach of oyev tzedakah u'mishpat, that Hashem loves tzedakah u'mishpat. Like you see in that, when Anshkenes Tagdeli, when Masak in this nusach, they're meant to be referencing that pasuk, that Hashem is yedativ lasis tzedakah u'mishpat. Hashem loves about Avram Avinu that he teaches his children to do tzedakah u'mishpat. So he loves tzedakah u'mishpat. That's the bracha of tzedakah u'mishpat. Now, if that's the pshat, the Rabbeinu Menayach says that that's the pshat in the nusach of the bracha. If that's the pshat in the nusach of the bracha, then when this bracha refers to tzedakah u'mishpat, it means whose tzedakah and whose mishpat? It means ours. Hashem loves what Avraham Avinu, that he teaches his children to do tzedakah u'mishpat. So when we say in Shemayin Esrei that he's a melech oyev tzedakah u'mishpat, it means he's a king who loves when his subjects do tzedakah u'mishpat. It's our tzedakah u'mishpat. When we change the nusach to hamelech ha'mishpat, it's a whole different translation. He's the king of judgment. Over there, it means his judgment. He's the king who exercises judgment. So HaMelech HaMishpat, he's a king who exercises judgment. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat. All year long, we do not talk in this bracha about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat. We talk about our Mishpat, how Hashem admires the fact that we exercise Mishpat. So it's a whole different meaning. So that's why we changed the Nusach of the bracha. And Beis Yosef says that now he understands this change that we make in the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah.
Taka asked a good question. So now the question comes back, why would we have to just put us again?
No, we're still working on that. So far, we're holding as we do. I mean, we should, right? At this point, now, we should.
There's a whole different meaning.
Yeah. Right. So now, right, so what we're holding now is that the only, the argument maybe that we raised against repeating Shemayin Esrei, like you said before, based on Rabbi Chiel, who said, like, what? There's no difference. Malach HaMishpat, Malach HaMishpat, Mishpat. It's all the same thing. Why should we have to repeat Shemayin Esrei for that? But now we have a good answer to that. It really is something else. And we have the Gemara with all the Paiskim that seem to say that you do repeat Shemayin Esrei. The only thing that's still giving us pause, Zakta Beis Yosef, is that when Rabbi Chiel, the Torah quoted this thing that he heard from his brother ended off, my father agreed with me. And it's not clear what his father was agreeing about, but he had some kasha about this change that we make in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and his father agreed, and that carries a lot of weight, but we're not sure what it is that his father agreed about. And but it carries so much weight that his father said so. Reminds me of a mitzah. It's not really similar, but it's just a geshmak of mitzah. That, Revel Yashiv, one of his daughters, was married to one of the sons of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And to Israel, Israel Auerbach from Tveria.
Yeah.
And the story goes, I don't know if it's a true story or not, maybe it's a made-up story. The shitas halacha that it refers to are real, but maybe the story is made up. But here's how the story goes: that there were a lot of areas of halacha that the Gedaliah Paiskim disagreed about, especially Rav Shlomo Zalman and Revel Yashiv. Late 20th century, definitely there were a lot of cutting edge technology shaylos that came to their desk, and very subjective questions, and they came out differently.
Plessinger.
What?
Plessinger also.
Okay. One of the many areas of halacha that they disagreed about is the sunglasses that change colors when you step outside. The glasses that turn into sunglasses when you step outside, and it picks up the glare of the sun, and then it turns dark. So it turns dark. Is that a problem on Shabbos? Is that, out of the fact that it's turning dark on Shabbos, that you're activating something? Is it coloring? Is it there was a malach of tzeveya? Is it that? Is there something else that's wrong with it? And Rav Yashiv was concerned about it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it's not a problem, because I guess because. Color comes, but it goes back away as soon as you go back inside. So the story goes that this Mrs. Auerbach one time walked into the glasses store, and she was having many people in the glasses store. It's like she's deciding, should I get this? Should I get that? I don't know. And so most of us are just hemming and hawing about the frames. Right? But she was saying that I don't know, these photo grade lenses. My shver says they're okay. My father says you shouldn't wear them on Shabbos. So the guy in the glasses store said, "Gnukshen with your father with your shver. Go ask a paisek." So here the Beis Yosef says that's the story. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says that if Rav Chiel said my father said, so that carries a lot of weight, and we're not sure what he said. So it. It carries a lot of weight, meaning he was somehow being mefakpek on this nusach of HaMelech HaMishpat, and there's something that the Beis Yosef was agreeing to. Now, there is meaning maybe what he was agreeing to was that this suggests that the nusach of the B'nai prevents you is really correct. Because if their nusach is correct all year long, that the regular chasim of this bracha is hakel oyev tzedakah u'mishpat, then it makes a lot of sense why we change, why it's so important to change to hamelech ha'mishpat. But if that's true, then if we don't do that all year long, and we say hamelech oyev tzedakah u'mishpat all year long, then maybe for us the change in aseres ha'mishuv is not really so important.
But then the oyev tzedakah doesn't make sense. It's our oyev tzedakah.
Right. This is right. According to Rabbeinu Menoyach, it's still it is a major change. But Rabbi Yechiel wasn't thinking of it that way. He said, "I don't see what the big change is over here. It's only a big change if the real nusach is tail. But if the nusach all year long is malach, I don't see why it's a big change. So maybe that indicates that the correct nusach is really kale.
But does it make sense to say a kale if you're going to learn that it's referring to our ayev tzedakah?
Yeah, I think you could do either way that way. Yeah.
If you look at the nusach of the bracha, of the whole, it says v'tzadkeinu b'mishpat. So if you have the chasim of that hamelech ha'mishpat, I mean, it coincides with that, doesn't it?
Right, but so does melech ayev tzedakah u'mishpat. Right. They both have the word mishpat.
No, I'm not saying just the meaning of what you're saying. If you stay in the kodesh, everything gloves and men young melech, melech aleinu meher Hashem. And the chasima is...
No.
Is it v'tzadikinu?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It could be with your mishpat.
Yeah, so...
Not sure what that
is. It doesn't contradict...
It could go either way.
It doesn't contradict the...
Aren't we supposed to emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midos?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he loves Tzedakah Mishpat. Because he's...
Yeah, that's a good point. His Mishpat and our Mishpat are not entirely unrelated. You're right. It's not entirely unrelated that he's Mishpat and our Mishpat. But it's still a different meaning in the bracha, what we're actually referring to here. So the Beis Yosef says that he's left, you know, a little bit unsure of what to do because of this ambiguous quote from the Rosh. The Ramah says that the Ramah continues the discussion. He says that, you know, that which Rabbi Chiel said that he was digging around and he found in the Siddurim of Provencia, it's not just this little, you know, research that he did that he found in the Siddurim of Provencia. There's also a Shittas Rabbeinu, it's Mefurish, and Talmid Rabbeinu Yenu. Rabbeinu Yenu writes that the correct Nesach all year long is Akel Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, not with HaMelech. Zakt Ramah, considering that we have this possibility that that's the correct Nesach all year long, and if that's true, then we would say that which the Gemara says, that the change is ma'akev, the hamelech ha'mishpat is ma'akev, you impeach my esrei if you fail to change it, maybe that only made sense. Maybe Chazal only said that because it was in contrast to kel oyev tzedakah u'mishpat. Maybe they wouldn't have said it with our nusach that we say all year long, because maybe we're really saying the wrong nusach all year long. So because of that possibility, we shouldn't repeat Shemayna Esrei if we make a mistake in Melech HaMishpat. Because we could rely on this tzad, that meaning, of course, the halach is repeat Shemayna Esrei. That's the Maskanas of Gemara, the way the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush understood the Gemara. The Maskanas of Gemara is that you repeat Shemayna Esrei if you fail to say Melech HaMishpat. But maybe, but what we're speculating is that maybe the reason why the Gemara said that is because you're supposed to be, if you made a mistake and you didn't say Melech HaMishpat, so what did you say? Maybe Rabbeinu Yain is right, that all year long the Nusach is a Kel Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, and that's why it's Ma'akev. Yes, the Gemara says that it's Ma'akev, but it's Ma'akev because instead of Melech HaMishpat, you said a Kel Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, so you didn't have the word Melech at all. Just like by Hakel HaKadosh, you don't have the word Melech at all. But the way, but our Nusach, which according to this is a wrong Nusach, Melech HaTzedakah U'Mishpat, it's a wrong Nusach, but maybe for this wrong nusach, Chazal never would have said that it's ma'akev if you say that instead of ha'melech ha'mishpat, because you have the main idea, you have the word melech over there. So it's a very uncomfortable kind of halacha. Meaning, if Levaisa today by mincha, if I forget to change it, so I say melech ha'yiv tzedakah u'mishpat. So the Ramah says, don't repeat Shemayna Esrei. Why? Because maybe the nusach the Chazal were saying you have to repeat for is a kel ayiv tzedakah mishpat. So first, I'm going to give myself a big sigh of relief. Oh, good, I don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But you know what I'm really relying on? I'm relying on the fact that the other 344 days of the year, I'm saying the wrong nusach. Because the only reason not to repeat Shemoneh Esrei is if the right nusach all year long is without the word melech. Oh, and then Chazal, when they say to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, they only meant because you're not saying the word melech. So Lemaisa, that's just a tzedas yachar beinu yoyina, and the chacham prevents ya. We don't pass like that. We daven all year long melech ayiv tzedakah mishpat. But when it comes to seris mei tshuva, we rely on that yesh aimrim that maybe the real nusach all year long is kel ayiv tzedakah mishpat, and it's only in contrast to that that Chazal said that hamelech mishpat is ma'akev. So for us, that we say melech ayiv tzedakah mishpat, that the hamelech mishpat is not ma'akev.
Basically, a benefit to saying the wrong nusach all year.
Right. Right, we benefit from saying what might be the wrong nusach all year long. Right, so it's a very unusual kind of a psak halacha. L'maisa, the bottom line halacha is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you forget it, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But don't feel so good about it either, because it's only because of the tzad that maybe we're really saying the wrong nusach all year long.
Why so even if you say the right thing, you still don't feel good about it.
Right, that's true. Right, when you get Zachrein, you don't feel good about it.
Why was it?
But only Preventia said that, right?
What?
Everyone else in
Kaliyah
said, our
Nusach
Melech.
Right,
you brought them.
And Rabbeinu Yain, who was, he wasn't from Provencia himself, but he learned, his Rabbein more actually, so maybe it's also the same. Now, there's a very interesting discovery that, I think there may be more machmer in this, because the Ramah says, not to reach Shemoneh Esrei, I think the Mechaber brings down the simple reading of the, you know, of all the places, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, that you do repeat Shemoneh Esrei. I can't say for
and
sure,
what's
but
in that book?
I think Melech is Dako Mishpat.
All year?
Right. Now, there's a very fascinating discovery that was really just added to this discussion in very recent years. The Rambam's Nusach. You know, the Rambam... The Rambam that we like to use is the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. Right? That's if you're buying somebody a Bar Mitzvah present, buy the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. That's the Rambam that people like to use nowadays. What's the Shapsi Frankel Rambam? It's a new edition of the Rambam that was made by doing research with a lot of, you know, all of the old, the original prints and even Kisvei Yad, manuscripts that go back many, many hundreds of years. And even for some parts of the Rambam, they have the Rambam's own personal Ksav Yad. They have, which I think they don't own it. It belongs to a collector, if I'm not mistaken, in England. But they had access to it. And they used that, and they used, which I think covers certain parts of the Mishnah Torah.
I heard they spent a long time in Cambridge in the library when they were working on it.
Okay, yeah. They researched all of the words, dots, you know, every detail of the nusach of the Rambam, and they put out a much more accurate version of the Rambam. That's one of the many benefits to that set. You know, there's people like it for the Sefer Mafteach. Also in the back, they have a lot of Marim Kaimais, but really what they probably spent the most. Put the most research into is the Shinui Nuschois. And the Rambam, the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, has 14 volumes. So it's called the Yad HaChazaka, 14 volumes. Volume number 2 is the Sefer Ahava. It's called Ahava because it has all the mitzvahs that are Dom Mishum Ahavas Hashem. So it has Hilchas Kriyashma, Hilchas Tfila, Hilchas Tfilin, Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Brachas, Hilchas Mila. I missed one. But those are the inyanim in Sefer Ahava. And for some reason, I don't know what the rationale behind this was, but as the company, the Frankel company, was working through the Rambam, they chose an order. They didn't go in order. They started, when they started their project back in, I think, the early 70s, they started with Sefer Zmanim, probably, you know, because that's Shabbos and all of the Yom Tovim, so probably there would be the most buy-in from, you know, customers. People would be interested in buying it. That's more Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's not only for people that are in yeshiva and, you know, learning things. And everybody's interested in looking up Rambams in Zman. So they started with that. And then, I don't know why they went on the order they went on. It was a project that took well over 30 years. I don't know exactly when they started, but the first volume, I think, was published in 1973. They started working some years before that. And the last volume that they came out with was Sefer Ava. That was published in Tavshin Samach Zayin. That's 2007. So it was well over 30 years after they started. That was the last volume that they published. I remember, you know, when I got married, I think it was at that time there were still two volumes that were missing.
You had no Ava.
Exactly, right. I didn't have a Sefer Ava, right. So and then in Tavshin Samach Zayin, so I heard that Frankel came out with their Ava. By that time I had all the other volumes, just not that one. So I told my wife that they came out with the Rambam Ava, the Frankel version. So okay, you know, she was in stores more often than I was. She was okay, well, she's going to try to buy it from me. So she went to one of the Sfarim stores in Farakri or Five Towns, and he said, "Yeah, he's getting it from Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't have it yet. It was all sold out. He's waiting for the next shipment." She came in a few times. She's looking for the Rambam Ava. One of the times that he went in, she went in to ask for it. So the guy asked her, "Do you want me to get it for you in pink?" Like, she thought, "Oh, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Ava. Like, who knows what it must be about? I'm going to buy this for my chassan." Anyway, but eventually we got a hold of it. Now, same color as the rest of the whole set.
That was Kitov.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah,
he had a good sense of
okay. Now in the back, so Sefer Ava includes Hilchas Tefillah. In the back of Sefer Ava is the Rambam's Siddur. The Rambam wrote out the Nusach of all the brachos of Shemana Esrei, the brachos of Kriyas Shema, the brachos for Chol, the brachos for Shabbos, the brachos for Yamim Tovim, the brachos of Birkas Hamazon. Is all the Rambam writes out a Nusach over there for all of these things. Now, in the standard editions, the ones that have been on bookshelves for centuries, the Rambam, both in his Siddur, in the back of Sefer Ava, and also in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, where he's bringing down the halacha of changing during a Aseres Yemei Teshuva, over there, the way he describes the Nusach of all year long is the way we have it in our Siddur, Melech Ayiv Tzedakah Mishpat. And he has this halacha that you're supposed to say Malach Ayiv Tzedakah Mishpat, and Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you're supposed to say Malach Mishpat, and if you get it wrong, you have to repeat Shemana Esrei, which is just the thing that Rabbi Yechiel was so bothered by, like, what's the big deal about changing, you know, what we're getting it wrong if you said Malach Ayiv Tzedakah Mishpat. But that's the Rambam, according to the Nusach that was on the bookshelves for centuries. In the Frankel Rambam, it says both in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, where he's talking about the halacha of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and also in his Siddur in the back, he had a different chasima for the bracha of Hashiva Shevtenu. He ends Baruch Ata Hashem Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat without the word Melech. That was the Rambam's Nusach. Without Kel also, but without the word Melech. And so, which for our purposes is really the same as Rabbeinu, has the same effect as Rabbeinu Yonah's Nusach of a Kel Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. That now, you know, then you understand why Chazal said to change it for the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and why they said that if you don't change it, it's ma'akev. Yeah, because it's important, they wanted the word melech in there. Which means that for us, who say the word melech all year long, it's really not so bad if you say the wrong nusach during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because you're not really doing anything wrong. In other words, this psak of the Ramah, which the Ramah himself didn't dream that it was a Rambam. I guess he also had the printed edition, because he said he's relying on this Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina, but it's... This psak of the Ramah gets a tremendous boost from this new discovery, this new nusach of the Rambam. The Rambam had that nusach, and based on that, the psak of the Ramah is correct, that there's no reason to repeat Shemana Esrei if you said Melech Ayiv Tzedakah Mishpat. That's not what Chazal was trying to avoid. So
why don't we add the Toldi Brachos?
Shemian Hamelech Shemia Tfilo. Why don't we add it to old Brochus Hamelech?
I guess Mishpat has, you know, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the Yemei Hadin. Yemei Hadin. So to describe him as the Melech HaMishpat, probably that's that particularly ties into Aseres Yemei Tshuva because it's the Yemei Hadin. I think probably. So this Rambam I think is a nice like happy ending to this shaila about Hamelech HaMishpat. That Taka we're Mekel. If a person makes a mistake with the Malach HaMishpat, the meaning is that we're Mekel, and it seemed to be against the Psak of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that it's Ma'akiv V'diyeved, but based on this discovery, it actually is, it stems with the Rambam, because the Rambam only said to be Chayzer if you didn't have the word Melech at all, but if you have the word Melech, then there's no reason to be Chayzer. Okay, now, to sort of switch topics a little bit, you know, in Simen Kuf Yud Ches is about the bracha of Hashiv Shevteinu. And then the next Simen, Simen Kuf Yud Tes, is about the bracha of Shemei Tefila. Because that's the next bracha in Shemar Esrei that needed its own Simen. So the brachas in between are not talked about in Shemar Esrei. So if you take a look in the Prima Gadim in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, the Prima Gadim says, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. And there's nowhere to put it. I'm writing a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, and there's no Siman in Shulchan Aruch about the Bracha of Al HaTzadikim, so I'm going to put it right here. So we've been learning Siman Kuf Yud Ches, which is about the Bracha of Hashiv Shevteinu. In the Prima Gadim, at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Ches, he says, I want to talk about the Bracha of Al HaTzadikim. Because I found something very surprising, very interesting, in the Sefer Avudraham. Avudraham is the Sefer, one of the Rishonim, he's the Talmud of the Rashba, and he wrote a Pirush on Siddur. And he talks about this bracha. He says his nusach was al hasadikim al chasidim v'al, I think, as Gevi had said, I think Sheiris Amcha Yisrael without Ziknei, Sheiris Amcha Yisrael v'al Gevi had said. Now we have a more extensive nusach. We actually have a list of six groups: al hasadikim al chasidim v'al Ziknei Sheiris Amcha Yisrael v'al Palitas v'Sefraim. Those are the six groups in our bracha of Al HaTzadikim. The Avudraham had this group of four, and the Prima Gadim brings down that the Avudraham explained it in the Siddur, in his Pirush on Siddur, that there are four milos zelam alamizeh. The highest level is Tzadikim. Tzadikim means people that never did anything wrong. The next level is Chasidim. Avudraham interprets, Chasidim means the people that did Averis, but then they did Tshuva for their Averis. So that's a step down. And then after that is the Pleitas Ephraim, the Ziknei, Sheir Samcha Bistrel, and then the Geri Tzedek. Okay, that's his list of four groups. But the first two, Tzadikim and Chasidim, he teaches it to mean Tzadikim and Balei Tshuva. And then he says, and it goes in this order because tzaddikim are on the highest level, and balei tshuva are the next level. So the Gemara of Kasha. Yeah, it's the Gemara of Brachas of Lamed Dalet. Everybody knows this Gemara that Malkum she tzaddikim, but Malkum she balei tshuva imdim, and tzaddikim v'chaylim lamed. That the balei tshuva are on a higher level than the tzaddikim. So they ask this kasha on the Avudraham. What's he doing, saying that the tzaddikim come first and then the chasidim balei tshuva because tzaddikim never did an aver? Chazal see just the opposite, that balei tshuva are on a higher level than the tzaddikim. So now, the truth is that it would be easy enough to answer this kasha to just say that even though everybody knows that Gemara, it's one of the most famous Amari Chazal, but maybe it's not true. You know, it's true that in Brachas Tavla Medal and Rebez, you'll find that Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Makam Shabbat, Tshuva, Imdim, Ein Tzadikim, Yechayim L'Lamoid, but the words right before that are, I'm sorry, not Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it's Amar Rabbi Avohu. The names are important here. It's Amar Rabbi Avohu. This famous line is Amar Rabbi Avohu. The word right before that is Upliga. Upliga Adar Avohu. Meaning that the Gemara brings in this line from Ravo to tell you that what came before it is in contrast to it. Now, what came before it? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kolan avim lo ines nabu ella labali tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim ayin le'roa tzadikim zolasecha. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ayin le'roa tzadikim zolasecha. The Gemara over there says that, you know, uses that pasuk to, the pasuk says something, you know, is describing something so great that nobody's even imagined it yet. So Rabbi Yochanan says that anything that you find in Navi about, you know, that might make you excited to do Hashem's will, because the Nevi'im are going to describe the good that's going to come to those that do Hashem's will, that's all for Balei Tshuva. Meaning that you overcome, you get back up after you fall, and you do Hashem's will. But so that tzaddikim gemurim that always do Hashem's will, they're on such a high madriga, all the Nevi'im and the Nevi'im don't even begin to describe the good that's waiting for them. That's Rabbi Yochanan said. And that, which means Rabbi Yochanan clearly is putting the tzaddikim on a higher level than the Balei Tshuva. So the Gemara says, So everybody knows the end of the paragraph that Rabbi Avoh says the Balei Tshuva are on a higher level. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Avoh is arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Now, generally speaking, Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over just about everybody. And machalik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avoh, one would expect that the halach would be like Rabbi Yochanan. So there's nothing really schwer about this Avudram saying that tzaddikim are on a higher level. It's so surprising to us because we've all heard 100 times this teaching of Rabbi Avoh, and to go and say that we don't really pass him like that is very surprising.
But passing is a big name. There's no really halachic differences. Okay.
Okay. But what's the? That's true. It doesn't make a halach a nafkamin la halacha. But I'll tell you this: this teaching of Rabbi Avoh is brought down in the Rambam. Meaning the Rambam, Paskin, for lack of a better word, he Paskin like Rabbi Avoh. He brings down in his Hilchas Tshuva that the Madrega of Balei Tshuva is higher than the Madrega of Tzadikim. Like that famous teaching of Rabbi Avoh, Makom Shebalei Tshuva Imdim, Tzadikim in Yechayim Olamayim. So let's call it a kash on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Avoh or bring down Rabbi Avoh if it goes against Rabbi Yochanan? So I still brought down, there's a very interesting vart from the Ragachava. The Ragachava says that there's a different Gemara. This is also a very well-known Gemara. Gemara in Kedushin that is a nice raya to the Rab, is a raya that Rabbi Avoh is really right. It says in Kedushin, Daf Mem Tes, somebody's Mekadesh Nisha, and he says, Amanasha Nitzadik Gamar. Haray Mekudeshesli, Amanasha Nitzadik Gamar. It's a very well known Gemara. So the halacha is that even if he's known to be a Rasha, we're choishish for the Kedushin. Why? Because Shema he heard Shuva Belibai. Maybe you think he's a Rasha, but maybe he just did Shuva. Okay, so this Gemara, Gevaldik, it teaches us the Kayach of Tshuva, that a person could raise himself up. Even if he was a big Rasha, he could do Tshuva, and he rates all of his Averis, Gevaldik. Perfect, the Ragachavar, but the guy said, I'm a Nashani Tzadik Gomer. If he was just Maharaj Tshuva Belibai, so he made himself into a Baal Tshuva, but he didn't make himself into a Tzadik Gomer, Baal Tshuva. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Tzadik Gomer is a higher level than a Baal Tshuva. So if his tonight was I'm a Nashani Tzadik Gomer, he's not a Tzadik Gomer. At best, he's a Baal Tshuva, and that's a notch down. So why is she Mekudeshes? There it is, because this price holds like a Ravohu. That Baal Yeshuva really a higher level. So he said, I'm a Nash on Tzadik Gomer, and he surpassed the Tanai. He's on a higher level than Tzadik Gomer. So that's why we're choshish for the Kedushin. So from that Gemara and Kedushin, it's a riot to Ravohu, and that's why he says, that's why the Rambam passed like a Ravohu. So, nice. But be that as it may, it certainly seems clear that Kal Yisrael, you know, has accepted Rav Avoh. Everybody knows that teaching of Rav Avoh. And here the Avudram seems to be going against it. So the Prima Gadim suggests a pshat as follows. Prima Gadim says that, you know, this idea that Makam Shadikim Aim Bali Tshuva Aim Mechayim Lamayim, sorry, by the way, Makam Shadikim Tshuva Aim Dim, Shadikim Aim Mechayim Lamayim. Why taka not? That tzaddik is perfect. He never did an Avera. The Baal Tshuva did Averis, but he overcame his Averis. Okay, good. He was able to erase them. So that should presumably get him back to where he started. But how does it end up getting him over the level of a tzaddik? So he said, I'll tell you the pshat. Prima Gadim writes that there's another Gemara, another very famous Gemara about Tshuva, that G'dayla Tshuva, that Zedayin is Nasu Kishkagos. And the Gemara says another teaching that Gedele Tshuva says a dainais nasu kizachuyais. And the Gemara says, "V'lei kasha kam ba'is tshuva me'ava kam ba'is tshuva me'yira." Now, if a person does tshuva me'ava, so that's such an incredible madrega that then even his averis turn into mitzvahs. So, zok the pri b'gadim, if a person is a tzaddik gomer, so he has tons of mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs did he do? He had 248 mitzvahs. There are 248 mitzvahs that say that he did. The other 365 mitzvahs out of 613, others is leisase. He never did those. Of course not. He's a tzaddik gomer. But the Rasha, he did 365 leisases, and then he did tshuva, and he turned those into mitzvahs. So he has 613 mitzvahs, and the tzaddik only has 248. So that's why the Baal Tshuva is on a higher level. Dr. Prima God inviter, they said, if that's the pshat, if why Bakum Shabbat Tshuva Imdim, Tadigim and Nichon Alamoid, so then it follows that it's not true for all Baal Tshuva. It's only true for the one who does Tshuva Me'ava. There's two levels of Tshuva. If you do Tshuva Me'ava, then yeah, then all of your Averis became mitzvahs. You have 365 mitzvahs. But if you do Tshuva Me'yira, so then you have the same 248 mitzvahs as the Tzaddik, and you also have these Averis that you were able to, you know, reduce to Shigagets, which is very nice, but you're still not on the Madrega of the Baal Tshuva. So it comes out that there is, you're still not on the Madrega, I'm sorry, of the Tzaddik Gomer. So it comes out that there is a Baal Tshuva who's higher than Tzaddikim, but there's also a Baal Tshuva who's lower than Tzaddikim. So then, well, that's a good teretz for the Avudraham. When the Avudraham said, Al Tzaddikim, Al Chassidim, the Chassidim is a level lower, because that refers to Baal Tshuva, fine, let that be. The Baal Tshuva, who did Tshuva Meira, he's talking a level lower than the Tzaddikim. That's his Yishuv for the Avudraham.
I just want to make sure
you
did every
Avera. Right. We're talking about a Gavald Gavald Tshuva. Yeah.
How do you know Chassidim means Baal Tshuva?
That's a good question. The Avudraham says, so he... I think he brings some pasuk where you see it used in that kind of a context. I agree that it doesn't seem so compelling, but that was his vart. So we were asking on him why he saw fit to put the tzaddikim higher than the Baal Tshuva. Now, the thing is that this prima gadim, so let's focus a little bit on this teaching of Makom Shabbali Tshuva Imdim, that the Baal Tshuva are on a higher madrigan than the tzaddikim. So the Prima Gadim, he gave us a pshat, which I would call maybe a little bit of like a alderach pilpul, like, you know, a cute pshat that brings a smile to everyone's face. It's so geschmack the way he works it out. But that the Rambam, like we mentioned, the Rambam brings down this inyan of Bakum Shabbat Tshuva Imdim, and he does not explain it that way. The Rambam gives a very logical, or we should say psychological pshat, in why Baal Tshuva are on a higher level than Tzaddikim Gemurim. And he says because the Baal Tshuva, who did the Avera and was perished from the Avera, he was Ta'am Tam Chet, who perished mimenu. And it's the Zilafum Tzara Agra. And it's so much harder to pull yourself away from the Avera once you know what it feels like. You know how geschmack it is. Somebody that never ate food that isn't kosher, he doesn't feel particularly deprived. But somebody that was his favorite food, and then he stops, that deserves a lot more credit. Right? Somebody who kept Shabbos, you know, his whole life, it's nothing. But, you know, if somebody who worked on Shabbos, and that's how he made his parnassah, and then one day he decided, I'm going to reduce my parnassah by closing my store on Shabbos, I have no shaykhus to that madrega. I never did anything that hard. That's how the Rambam explains why Baal Tshuva, Chazal put Baal Tshuva on a higher pedestal than Tzaddikim Gemurim, again, like following Rav Avoh's teaching. And if that's true, according to this explanation of the Rambam, then there's no reason to differentiate between the Tshuva Me'av and the Tshuva Me'ira. Yeah, Tshuva Me'av is an even higher madrega than the Tshuva Me'ira. But this Maila of Baal Tshuva is true for all Baal Tshuva, even a Tshuva Me'ira also has this quality that he was Tam Tam Chet Upiresh. So, according to this, the Kasha then comes back. How could we have this Avudraham say that the tzaddikim are on a higher level than the Baal Tshuva?
Well,
Yeah, so okay, but we'll leave him on hold, the Avu Jaham. That's not what we're worried about right now. We have the Rambam, who says that this is true for all Baal Yeshuva. A Baal Tshuva on a higher level than a Tzaddik because of this quality that he was telling Tamachet, which, you know, and the Rambam talks about it as if, like, there's you know, two different groups of people. There's the Tzaddikim and there's the Baal Yeshuva, right? But we know that really this is all the Madrigas are relevant to everybody. There are some areas in my Avodah where I'm not a Baal Tshuva, where I don't really have to struggle because I haven't dealt with that other. And then there are other areas of my Avodah where I need to try to become a Baal Tshuva. And a person has to be aware for each one of those things, you know, for whatever those areas are for me. So there's much greater potential over there for higher madrigas if I'm able to overcome the things that, you know, the avirus that I've grown comfortable with. So that's true for everybody. There's a big kash on this Rambam, though. The Rambam sounds like a very nice, you know, like we said, it's a psychological insight, and it seems compelling. Rav Yitzchak Peterberg, though, asked a kasha on this Rambam. Rav Yitzchak Peterberg said that his great Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Salanter, had a yisui that he said over many times, that when a person has, you know, different people have different, Chazal said, l'fum tzara agra, that the reward that we get for a mitzvah is commensurate to how difficult it was. So Rav Yisrael Salanter said, so if a person is doing very nicely in his Avodas Hashem, and the mitzvahs are not hard for him, he learns all the time because he loves to learn all the time, and he davens with a lot of kavana because he loves to daven with a lot of kavana. So it would seem, based on this mission of L'fum Tzara Agra, that there's not so much schar for him. Rav Yisrael Salanter said that it depends on how did it become easy and geshmak. God-given, whatever was just a gift, of course, that's true. You're not going to get rewarded for whatever came naturally as a gift. But things that are easy for me today because of choices that I made earlier in my life. If when a person was 13 and 14 and 15, he made choices that set himself onto a positive trajectory so that by the time he's 50 and 60 and 70, he's doing mitzvahs and they come naturally to him, he's not going to lose credit for the fact that it comes naturally to him because it's to his credit that it comes naturally. He made that happen. And also in a more frightening way, Rav Yisrael Salanter says that it's true the other way around. Now, Averis, you know, if a person thinks that I'm not going to be held responsible for this Aver, for me it would be so hard, you know, I'm so entrenched in this Aver, it would be so hard not to, Hashem will understand, I'm not going to get punished. Rav Yisrael Salanter said that it depends why it's so hard. But if the reason why it's hard is because choices that you made earlier in life, you know, your person was chayta v'shayna, so it's not so like a heter, but who asked him to be chayta in the first place and shayna in the second place? Then now it's not so like a heter, it's hard, but he made it hard for himself. So that's not going to be counted as a mitigating factor that, oh, it's so hard for me because he made it hard himself. That was Rishon Salon, that was a teaching that he emphasized very much. So based on that, Rav Yitzchak Peterberg asks, on this Rambam, why are we looking so kindly on the Baal Tshuva that, oh, he gets a lot of extra credit because he was chayte u'pireish, right? He was tayim tam chayt. So it's hard for him. But according to what Rav Yisrael Salanter said, it's hard for him. That's his problem. He made it hard for him. And obviously we should clarify, you know, nowadays we use the term Baal Tshuva to refer to somebody who grew up in a, you know, to reform parents and was sent to, you know, a goyish school, and then he came to the Western Wall, and then, you know, and then he started his path. But that's not what they were talking about in, you know, in the Gemara in the times of the Rishonim. It meant somebody that decided to do Averis, and then later he decided to do Tshuva for his Averis. So for Rav Yitzchak Peterberg, why should the Rambam say that we give him extra credit because he was Toyim Tam Chet? That's his own fault. Who told him to be Tayin Tam Chayt? Yeah, now it's harder for him to do the mitzvahs, but he made it harder.
You're talking about the difference of a Tinnik Shneshpa? Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I'm saying that we're not talking about. No, that's right. Nowadays, our Baalei Tshuva usually fall into that category. But when the Gemara in Brachas, the debate between Rav Yechon and Rav Avoh about how we view Baalei Tshuva, which the Rambam says we like Rav Avoh's approach as Baalei Tshuva on the Higher Madrega, it didn't mean people from assimilated family. So this is Rav Yitzchak Peterberg's kash on the Rambam. So the Pachet Yitzchak, that's Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, in one of his Maamarim Rosh Hashanah, he addresses this kasha. And he says that he thinks the answer is that the effect of tshuva, the koyach that tshuva has, is that tshuva is able to cut a person off from his past as if he's a tinek shenoylad, right? Katan shenoylad. As I'll say about a ger shenoylad, katan shenoylad, dami. He said tshuva has a similar effect. You know, we say in the slichas, right? Every morning we say half a dozen times, right? Hashem, Hashem, kel racham v'chanun. So what's the Hashem, Hashem? The Gemara Mishnah says, Anihu, why does it say Hashem's name twice? Anihu koydim sheyechata, Anihu la'ach sheyechata v'yasa tshuva. The Rav Hutner says that the idea is, right, the Shem Havaya is, the Ramban emphasizes that the Shem Havaya is the name that indicates a Briya Chadasha. And the Hashem Hashem, Aniu Koidim Shiyachta, Aniu La'ach Shiyachta V'yasa Tshuva, means to indicate that when a person does Tshuva, it's like a Briya Chadasha. Just like the first time around, he was brought into the world with an act of Briya, he's something entirely new, and that's why it's described with a Shem Havaya. So when he does Tshuva, Tshuva refreshes the page in a way that's entirely new, he has an entirely new start. He's like a Katan Shanila Dami, and that's what, so it's like it's a new act of Briya. That's why it's Hashem Hashem. And you Kaidim Shechta, and you La'ach Shechta V'yasa Tshuva. So Rav Hutner said that if a person is really like a Katan Shanila after he does Tshuva, so if he struggles with this Aveira because it's so hard for him because he was Toyim Tam Chet, who, right? So, Dr. Futner, who was Toyim Tam Chet? Him before he did Tshuva.
The other guy.
But now he did Tshuva, he cut himself off from his past, he's like a cotton chenelad. It's somebody else that did the Chet. He still has the taste in his mouth from somebody else's Chet. So even Rav Saul Salanter will be moide that he doesn't have to suffer the consequences of that. That's all nichla in the koyach of tshuva. What this Gemara is teaching us, that Magam Shabbali Tshuva Oimdim, which the Rambam endorses, that Magam Shabbali Tshuva Oimdim, Siddiqim and Yechayim Lamed, what it's teaching us is that the koyach of tshuva is so great that it's not called your fault anymore. If it's hard for you because you spent all these years doing the Aveira, it's not called your fault anymore because once a person does tshuva, he's a Briya Chadasha, Anihu Kaidim Shayechta, Anihu La'ach Shayechta V'yasa Tshuva, so now the Tam Chet is in his mouth from somebody else's Te'ima, from somebody else's Averis, but he only gets the Tzchar. He gets the Tzchar for overcoming the Tam Chet, but he doesn't have any of the consequences of having done the Chet in the first place because Tshuva is a completely new beginning. So, all right. Yeah.